I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Wanna hide up your life?
Death Match Empire.
Death Match Empire.
Death Match Empire.
This is Gary Emmett, CEO of AWR, Asylum Wrestling Revolution, out of Indianapolis, Indiana. You are now rocking with the best, the Deathmatch Empire.
Thanks for checking us out and tuning in. This is the Deathmatch Empire podcast. Let's get started.
That's motherfucking right. Your ears are not deceiving you one bit. It is me. You're right, it's me. The OG legend himself. Corporal motherfucking Robinson's in the house. And you know why I'm in the house? Because my boys over at Deathmatch Empire keep a shit real. So listen to what the fuck they got to say, because shit just got real in this bitch.
What's up, everybody? It's the Deathmatch Empire podcast. We're going to do a little review of the shows coming up, maybe what to expect. And I'm with Ryan here. Go ahead and say hello to the people.
What's up, everyone?
We are two of the administrators of Deathmatch Empire, if you haven't figured that out already. But we're going to go over the ICW show over in New Jersey, and Horror Slam Deathmatch Godzilla, as well as NGI 4. So, basically, you're going to be at Horror Slam, right, Ryan?
Yeah, I'll be there at Horror Slam. We're going to be at a new venue since Rocky's had that weather damage situation. So, we'll be at the VFW in Lincoln Park, Michigan.
Which you will got be the at, address for that?
Yeah, it's 1125 Fort Street. Is the address.
Alrighty, and then the same night where they're going to have ICW New York kick in the door 2, which that's 106 Bergen Avenue, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. You can get tickets for that at thewrestlinguniverse.com. So we'll go ahead and we'll go into, let's start with that one. The card for that one looks pretty solid. A good mixture. Now, I didn't realize that card was in New Jersey, which that makes it a whole different animal. That means that there's going to be blood, there's going to be violence. That one is basically a good mixture of high-flying, hybrid wrestling, and a couple of pretty good violent matches, and a banger main event. I think it's the main event, anyway. So, basically, first match that I see is Matt Travis, which he is trained by Amazing Red in the House of Glory. He's going to be facing Homicide. I don't really have too much to say on that one because I don't know Matt Travis that well, but that's all right. So we'll go ahead and we'll skip to the next matchup. That one is Sanchez, a.k.a., or formerly known as, Pinky Sanchez versus the Grim Reaper versus Super Crazy versus Ghost Shadow. Do you have any thoughts on that matchup?
Dude, I think that's going to be a sick match. And I am a huge Super Crazy fan. I love Super Crazy.
Yeah, when I saw him on that card, I thought that was so dope. Basically, just seeing him in the ring with, first of all, Sanchez, Grim Reaper. This is kind of like what I see as like what GCW does with their scramble matches. There's just obviously not quite as many people. I had to get a little bit of information on Ghost Shadow because I didn't know exactly who that was. Apparently, he is somebody who is very well known in that area, but he hasn't really wrestled in a while. I think he's kind of returning to action just for this matchup, so that's pretty cool. Sanchez and Grim Reaper, those are two guys who we've seen in GCW and various places, really. You know, Pinky used to be in CZW and Carnage Cup and all that kind of stuff. He doesn't really do that anymore, but he is friggin' nuts. You know, he's nuts. I'm a huge Pinky Sanchez guy, I won't lie. And Grim Reaper, I've seen him. I haven't seen him much beyond the GCW scramble matches, but every time I see him, he's doing some crazy shit. You know, and what more can you ask? So that's the crazy high-flying, everybody's going to go balls-to-the-wall matchup.
Fast-paced action, basically.
Yeah, and who doesn't like that? I'm a huge Cruiserweight guy. I don't know about you, but that's what I used to watch before I got into deathmatch. All I wanted to watch was the light guys, the Cruiserweight guys. Because they weren't necessarily flippy back then. Or, like, they were, but, like, it was more calculated. It wasn't just flips for the sake of flips.
Right. I think it was more like, lucha, yeah, lucha based style.
Exactly. I think of like Rey Mysterio, Ultimo Dragon, stuff like that. All right, and then to start the violence for that card, we got John Wayne Murdoch versus Reed Bentley. The Reject are going to implode. Now, originally, G Raver was supposed to be in this matchup. Of course, we know what happened to him. He got hurt at the Black Label Pro Mix card, and you can find his GoFundMe still and donate. It's at over 10,000 in donations so far, but you can always donate. But that match is going to be a Southern Slaughter death match, and that's going to be nuts. Have you seen John Wayne and Reed?
Oh yeah, they're going to punch each other in the face really hard, probably.
The thing that I like about him is Reed doesn't get enough love. You know, John Wayne has kind of gone out on his own a little bit more. Not that Reed hasn't, but like John Wayne's been in Tournament of Deaths, and
he's been around for a while too.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, like, he's gotten a couple more breaks in GCW. Like, you'll see him get more of a marquee matchup than Reed. And I don't really know why that is. But, like, Reed was in OPW's tournament the other day. And I know him and Akira have killed it over there for OPW twice this year. Akira is just, he's badass. We'll go into him another time. But basically, I think this matchup is going to, it's very likely going to steal the show. Not that it's necessarily the most hyped up match on the card, especially if it was made on 2 days. But knowing John Wayne and knowing Reed, they're going to go out there with something to prove.
Oh, yeah.
And John Wayne, I've never seen him pull from anything. You know, the times I've seen him at Trainwreck, at IWA, at AWR, they're both just insane. And that's going to be a crazy, crazy matchup that I am definitely looking forward to. I think this card's on Fight, but I'm not entirely positive. It seems like it would be, but I'm not sure. And then after that, we have the the King of the No-Ring Deathmatch as of 8/31, about 2.5 weeks ago. Lowlife Louis Ramos.
Louis
takes on the Devil's Big Red Dick, the Snowman, Marcus Crane. Shout out
Happy
to Marcus
birthday.
Crane. Actually, his birthday today. And I know he was over in No Peace Underground, and they started running last night for, I think it was his event. I think they were in Chicago for that, too. It was actually Wasted Land. That had Schlack versus Cody Rice and a couple other matches. I know Crane versus, I think, Kit. I don't remember if that was tonight or the other night, but there was a couple of really good matches on that, and I really wanted to cover that more than I did, but what are you going to do? But that match, it's a Four Loko death match. That's going to be nuts, and that's totally up both their alley. Well, who do you think is going to take that one?
I want Marcus Crane to stab Louis with some skewers, and I want Louis to beat Crane and pour Four Lokos down his throat or something crazy. I want some Four Loko boards, I want the ring to be sticky after the whole thing. It's
oh, yeah.
Crazy.
I think there's definitely going to be a couple of Four Loko can boards, at least two. And somebody's going through it. You know, Louis bleeds and Louis takes all kinds of crazy shit every time we see him. Same with Crane, though.
Crazy.
Those two going together is a really cool matchup. Louis doesn't get booked in GCW as often. I don't really know why that is. I know he's usually the announcer and everything, but he really does bangers. I want to see him engage again. You know,
Louis's so good in the ring. He's got such good persona. Time I watch a Louis match, I'm laughing my ass off.
He's
literally
such a vet, though. Like, that's what people don't understand. He's been around so long. I know he's 44. He's 44 or 45. I know that. But he's been around a long time. I mean, he's had matches with, like, Abdullah. He's had matches with Terry Funk. And, you know, he's been everywhere. So, like, for him to finally get some recognition in the last couple years and really start catching people's eye, even if he's just the drunken announcer of GCW, he's great. I love him, you know.
Hell yeah, he's awesome.
That kind of caps off the death matches for that show. There's only a couple on there, but the next matchup is insane. And that's the Dirty Daddy himself, Chris Dickinson, takes on Slack. That is gonna be brutal.
Oh, yeah. Probably a full-on hoss fight.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen much of Dickinson's stuff?
No, but I looked him up briefly and saw.
Dude, he is a beast. He is, like, example. I know he had a match with Shane Mercer in one of the Uncharted cards for Beyond recently, and he pushed Shane Mercer, who is a brick shithouse himself, he pushed him to the limit. Seeing Schlack in a non-death match is going to be really cool, too. Because
I want to see Schlack do more suplexing.
Right. And I agree, because he's not a hack and slash guy by any means. Now, he's a little older than people might think that he is. And, like, that's why I think he deserves these opportunities more now than ever, because he's much more polished than he was when he started. I saw some of his stuff even with Miedo right shortly after he really started to blow up in Mexico when he won the DTU title.
Yeah.
Man, his stuff with Miedo was crazy. Miedo was Germaning him everywhere, and Schlack was suplexing him all over the place. And this is going to be an interesting little change of pace for him, though.
Yeah, they're both fucking jacks.
You got to keep in mind, too, this is one night before NGI.
Yeah.
So that's going to be pretty crazy.
But, yeah, Schlack's going to be tired.
Oh, well, he could be.
He's a machine, though.
Just knowing Chris Dickinson and how he works and how he pushes guys farther than almost humanly imaginable at times. I mean, he pushed a guy like Shane Mercer all the way that he did. That's going to be pretty crazy. It's going to be hard-hitting. Schlack's going to suplex the hell out of him. We're going to see what Dickinson can do to Schlack. It's going to be interesting, because you got to think that Schlack's going to have to try and save something for the next night to see if he can win NGI. So that's the co-main event, I believe. Now, I'm just going off what their poster had, and I think I kind of mixed up some of them just because based on my interest in them. But I'm thinking it's the main event, or at least it seems like it would be in terms of a mainstream card. Teddy Hart versus Sami Callihan. That's a first-time ever matchup. That's pretty nuts. I'm not particularly a big non-deathmatch guy in terms of the indies a lot of the time. I think that it kind of all blends together after a certain point. But that matchup really stands out to me. What do you think about that one?
I think Teddy Hart's a fucking badass. And he can pull out some moves that... flawless moves I have not seen many people be able to do without breaking their neck.
Right, and he can still do it.
Yeah, and he can still do it perfect. Like, he's a fucking pro. Anything that he's going to do, and it's going to be awesome.
He's a guy who I've really liked, like, his resurgence back into wrestling. He didn't necessarily disappear there for a while, but he kind of had to, you know. He had gotten himself in a little bit of heat here and there. And
yeah.
Just to see him back in a prime position, almost a main event position, like, he pops up in GCW, but, like, it's not like when he started going there when it was him versus Janela. That was the matchup that to be made, you know. That was awesome. And Teddy Hart draws me, you know, and Sami Callihan too, but Teddy Hart is really what I think will make this matchup absolutely bonkers.
I feel like Teddy's going to push Callihan to his limit.
Oh yeah, definitely.
When it comes to how long they can go. I feel like that's going to be kind of a long match.
Oh yeah.
I don't think that's going to be a quick one.
I think Dickinson versus Schlack is going to be... You know, that's the thing. I don't know that Dickinson's going to get the time that he normally would and get out there and show his stamina. I think him and Schlack are just going to go balls to the wall for 10, 11 minutes. And
yeah,
that'll probably tip that one. And then Teddy Hart versus Callahan's going to bring it home. And that's going to be a badass matchup. I'm looking
forward. Probably get technical. I'm assuming that it'll probably be a fairly technical matchup.
Teddy's a descendant of Brett. You know, that's... Mm-hmm. He's got that in his blood. It's going to be a great matchup. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, that's ICW kicking the door again. Tickets are going to be available on thewrestlinguniverse.com. Check them out. Follow them on Facebook as well, ICW New York. I know Danny DeManto has a lot to do with that corporation as well as with GCW. So I think they're really cool, and I follow them a lot. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into the next matchup, which is, or not matchup, next arc. That's Horror next Slam, Deathmatch Godzilla.
Yep, September 20th, right?
Yep, they are both September 20th, actually.
Yeah, both September 20th, so that's interesting. But yeah, first we got MM3 versus Adam Reynolds, and that's going to be... MM3 is really cool, and he's a really good wrestler. He's a good high flyer. He's also a pretty good technical wrestler. I'm pretty sure his dad is DBA, who's also a fairly known wrestler in Michigan.
Little fun fact, I actually saw both of them when I lived back in Michigan. I saw them at the little local indie that was the closest to me, and that was in Bay City, Michigan. It was Ultimate Championship Wrestling. I saw MM3 perform there, I think against Black Bushido or somebody like that. And then I saw DBA against Sabu. That's the time that I saw Sabu in the ring, which we'll go into that another time. But yeah, it was, and it was funny because Sabu was not in the best mindset. I'll say that. And so he went out there, and I think he got thrown onto a table, and I don't think that it broke. And he was mad about it. I just remember DBA was, like, really heated after the match because I think Sabu kind of got – he got mad about something, and it showed on DBA's face that he was like, what the hell? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, they can get pretty intense at shows, man.
And you've
especially
seen,
at Rocky's Pub.
Live at Horror Slam, right?
Yeah. He's good, man. He's versus Adam Reynolds. I have no idea who Adam Reynolds is, and – I'm trying to find him, but I'm not having too much luck here.
Oh,
so if anyone knows anything about Adam Reynolds, feel free to fill us in.
I picked up Horror Slam a little earlier and hear about him a little bit, but I didn't get too much of a response. That's okay.
We will find out, right?
Indeed.
But yeah, that's going to be a good matchup. Probably. Who knows?
Probably.
And then, yeah, the Undead Kings match got scrapped, right? Because they were supposed to wrestle Mitch and Percy Drews.
I'm not sure. I can't really speak on that too much. I'm just going off what basically they said I should talk about what I should. So.
Yeah, so that's a maybe match, and that might not happen. And then we got Dead 7 versus the Purge. Sorry. Dead 7 is a pretty cool tag team. They got a masked guy who's really tall, and then they got this little guy who's all painted up, and they fought the Purge last time I saw them also, and the Purge is pretty cool. They're like a couple of high-flying characters. I don't really know much about them, but they had a pretty good match last time I saw them. It was a pretty quick match, but they had a good matchup.
Yeah, I
want to know more about them.
I like Horror Slam's little tag team division. It seems like, when I was looking over some of their cards, their tag team division kind of stood out to me that they're actually making an effort to make that a thing that really stands out with them. And I think that that's something that's sorely lacking, you know, in per se, even a deathmatch company, because that doesn't have to be, they don't have to be a deathmatch tag team, you know?
Yeah, they didn't have a deathmatch last time I watched them.
They did or they didn't?
They didn't. It was a regular tag match.
Gotcha.
It was a good one, though.
I'm a huge fan of tag team wrestling. I don't know about you, but I think
yeah, I love tag
in the ring is better than three. That's just my opinion.
But yeah, in time I'll find out more about these tag team dudes. But I've only had a one-time experience with both these guys, so
all right,
it'll be...
Let's get into the meat and potatoes here. The Deathmatch Empire people are going to really want to hear about.
What's the next
matchup?
I'm going to talk about Jimmy Lloyd versus Kid Osborne.
Oh, mama.
I think this is going to be a really fun. I think Kid Osborne's going to piss every single person in the place off in
as
typical fashion.
As he does.
In typical fashion. He's so fucking good at it.
He is. I love
it's
him.
It's a great heel, man. He's good.
Now, haven't seen him live before, have you?
I've not seen him live, but I'm pretty familiar with his
matches. I think it's both of their debuts in Horror Slam, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That, I think that it will easily steal the show. I think the two matches after it will be totally crazy deathmatch stuff, but I think Kit versus Jimmy, you're in for a show, man. Like, I wish I could have gone to that one with you too, but I'm in a hotel in, God, I don't even know. It's somewhere outside of Illinois. It's like Somerset or something goofy like that. It's like 15 minutes outside of there, so.
I think Jimmy Lloyd is going to beat Kid Osborne. No, well, I don't know. Jimmy Lloyd's wrestling the next day in NGI. I don't think Kit is doing anything the next day, so maybe they'll let Kit win.
I don't know. I think, I know Jimmy Lloyd's kind of been the big one that they were hyping up. I think he was on the big poster, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I think that they're recognizing that Jimmy Lloyd's a big deal, especially for them to bring him in and put him in some high-quality deathmatch action. If he does well there, you know, I see him going back. And Jimmy Lloyd gets
at the same time. How cool would it be if Kit Osborne pulled out a bullshit win, pissed everyone off even more?
Oh, yeah.
And then set up another fucking match.
I think it'd be great. He wins it and goes on to face either Pondo or Chuck Stein or whoever walks out the heavyweight champ that night, man. Him versus Jeff King, that'd be nuts. Jeff King doesn't get enough love. That guy is insane. I love him.
Oh, yeah. Jeff King is awesome. Let's talk about Jeff King. Let's talk about that triple threat match. For the heavyweight championship. It's Matt Tremont versus Jeff King versus Orrin Vyte in a three-way match. Jeff King currently holds the heavyweight championship.
He's had matches with I know he's had matches with Schlack. I think he had a matchup with Marcus Crane too recently. And he's not even
both at HorrorSlam.
That's what I think is crazy. He's having crazy death matches. He's not even the deathmatch champ technically.
I just watched Jeff King wrestle Congo Kong because Sabu had no-showed at that show because he was supposed to face Sabu.
Oh, was that last night?
Yeah, it was. I think it was 2 nights ago.
Yeah, I think it was 2 days ago. Yeah.
But crazy. Yeah, I watched Jeff King go get press slammed off the turnbuckle through a table and another human being by Congo Kong. So
I've never seen Congo. I've always wanted to, but I've missed him.
Oh, he's great. Back to the championship match. I feel like Orrin might take it, but I don't know, man. They think they might want to play the belt on Matt Tremont because I feel like they're gonna put these belts on some big guys. Like some GCW guys who give the belts more weight to them, let's say that. I think maybe Matt Tremont will hold the belt and come back and fight for it again.
Yeah, I will say that I disagree, but I'll say why. I think they've been doing with Jeff King and having him face, you know, top tier GCW talent, you know, Marcus Crane, Schlack, he's been going over those guys. And he's been doing really well in doing so. And, you know, I'm looking forward to him potentially getting a GCW call one of these days for having killed it with these guys. You know, I
saw
Jeff King back in King at my first deathmatch event, I believe. He was at King of the Deathmatch 16. And then he was a last minute replacement for, I believe, Simon Says when Simon Says got hurt, who he actually lives like 20 minutes from me. He knows friends of mine. But he broke his neck and he was out and Jeff King stepped in. And every time I've seen him, man, he doesn't pull any punches. I think that what HorrorSlam does, I like what HorrorSlam does where they kind of have their own talent, their own main eventers. Like they were pushing Peter B there for a while. Jeff King is kind of getting up there and Chuck Stein in particular, those guys, they aren't everywhere else. Those are HorrorSlam guys. And I like that they do that. I know that Pondo has the Deathmatch Championship right now, but I think Pondo's kind of his own class. He's on legend status.
He's just there too.
I think it's cool to see Tremont and Orrin Vyte again after their ICW match, and I know they've faced off in Time Bomb and a couple other places, but they tore it down at ICW. Did you watch Insane 8?
I didn't. I think I did not. I think I missed that one. I need to rewatch. I think I watched the highlights.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That was, they did really well. They had a crazy matchup after Nick Gage had basically torn Aura and Veit and the ICW crowd to pieces. They went out there and they closed the show with a bang. I know Aura and Veit is finished 3-0.
Finished like Tremont, like went off a ladder and through a table or something like that. That was the finish.
Yeah, he went through all kinds of fuckery. You know how that goes.
Right. Anyway, yeah.
I can't remember exactly what the finish was, but yeah, Orin Veit is 3-0 against Tremont. So, you know, I don't know. I think it could go anyway. I think Orin Veit or Jeff King wins it. I don't think Tremont will win it just for the simple fact of he's a little more busy with H2O and stuff like that, and I think he's a little bit more of a gamble to put the title on, just because he might not be able to be there every week. And I know that Horror Slam's pretty good about booking their champions consistently. Every time I see a card, they're world champs on it, they're deathmatch champs on it. But yeah, that match is going to be insane. Now, I didn't catch a stipulation, or if I did, I forgot to write it down, but it looks nuts. Well, I think that our main event of the night is going to be that deathmatch championship.
Oh, we're missing one, though. I think Peter B is fighting. Peter B. Beautiful is fighting somebody. I think I saw a video of him, like, yesterday calling anyone out. Because I think he was supposed to fight Aiden Blackheart or something like that. And I think Aiden had to pull out or something. So there's an open...
He might have gotten hurt at Slave or something.
Maybe.
That's very possible. I didn't even know that. I didn't see that on their event page or anything like that. That's kind of where I got most of my matches from, so I'm glad that you brought that up. Any idea who he's going to face then, or who do you think they might have in store for him?
That's a good question. Maybe like the Mummy or something, because they have a couple other guys back there that are Horror Slam guys that are on the card.
You think it might be DBA?
Maybe. That'd be cool. I'd like to see DBA versus
I think it'd be pretty hype, because I think him and... he's supposed to be in for a pretty big matchup for Hellraiser or whatever. I don't know if that's been announced or anything like that, but I know it's been highly rumored that him and Nick Gage have some unfinished business.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do.
So that could be possible. That's what I think it might be.
But get to the main event now.
Oh, yeah. Main event Deathmatch Championship rematch. Who is it?
Chuck Stein versus Madman Pondo.
Oh, man. And you were there for their last show, weren't you?
Yeah, that was a brutal match, I'll say. No. Actually, I was not there for the last one. Because the last one, they had a big light tube cylinder, and they stuck it on Pondo's head, and Chuck hit him in the head with a chair.
Yeah, I saw that. I remember I shared that, and that was pretty cool.
But yeah, I didn't make it to that one.
I think this is their third matchup, right? It's not just a rematch. I think it's their third.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is their second Earth. I think this is their third one.
Yeah, because I think Chuck beat him the first time, and then Pondo won the championship just at the last event, I'm assuming. And so now they're rematching it. Who do you think takes it this time?
I think Chuck will have it.
You think Chuck?
I think Chuck will
take
it. Yeah.
Chuck is pretty cool. I loved him in AWR. I thought he was badass.
Oh yeah, Chuck. That he put an impression on me in the AWR. Man, he's the one that actually told me about Horror Slam in a parking lot. When
really?
I was having a beer with him, and he was like, "You ever heard of Horror Slam?" And I'm like, "Nope."
That's awesome.
And then I went home and, boom, bought some tickets.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'd heard of them, but like they were just kind of making whispers. They kind of blew up real fast. I know that they're even in like PWI magazine and stuff. They were getting some coverage there because I think that's just because Michigan doesn't get a lot of press and stuff like that. So being a company getting noticed there is going to get you into magazines and publications like that. So that's pretty cool. So yeah, I think that's pretty much going to be that card. And then you and I are both going to be in Summit, Illinois on Saturday, the 21st for GCW's Nick Gage Invitational 4. My first GCW card. Is it your first one too?
This is actually my first GCW also. It just came to me earlier. I was like, wow, this is my first GCW.
Well, and see, it's not my first deathmatch card. It's funny
because
the guy who I'm taking, he had written something on one of the groups somewhere. I think it was the Game Changer Wrestling group.
Mm-hmm.
And he had written, he was like, "I need a ride. I have an extra ticket. Yada, yada, yada." And I'm like, dude, I'm like, hey, I was the first person to respond. I think he maybe, it was maybe 10 minutes after he'd posted it. And I know, I looked up, see, sorry, was that, he's in Lexington, Kentucky. So, Tristan, if you're out there listening, thank you for the opportunity. I know I'm just kind of being your chauffeur, and that's cool with me, but I get to go to my first BCW show. It's his first deathmatch show.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Man. And so I was talking to him, and he's like, dude, I'm so hyped. I'm like, dude, you better be. It's unlike anything you've ever watched. I promise you that.
Especially your first one. Yeah, it's like you're losing your virginity.
Oh, yeah.
Losing your deathmatch virginity, bro.
Popping that deathmatch.
You smell that blood and light tube glass, light tube fumes in the air.
It's going to be nuts. Dude, I'm like, so hyped about it. I haven't even, like...
That venue's going to be really fucking packed.
I don't want to let it set in until like I get there, but it's starting to set in and it's still a couple days away. Tomorrow is my birthday, so I'm like kind of trying to focus on that because I don't even know what I'm doing. But yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Hell yeah.
So go ahead and go into the first matchup that was announced. Do you have that in front of you?
The first, the non-death match or the non-tournament matchup or the first round?
Both non-tournament matchups.
We got a fatal four-way with Alex Zane, Blake Christian, Gringo Loco, and Jake Lander.
That looks like it's going to be nuts. I'm really glad to be able to see Alex Zane and Blake Christian live.
That's going to be a fast... That's probably going to be a fast fucking flying crazy match, dude.
Oh, yeah. They're going to go balls to the wall.
Yep. I could see them diving out of the ring multiple times.
Yeah, if you want to go into the other matchup, too, I might have to mute my mic here for just a second.
The first round match for the
tournament. Oh, no, there's one other non-tournament matchup.
What is it?
It is Tracy Smothers versus Marco Stunt.
I don't even know what the hell to say about this match, guys.
I am... A little awestruck that Tracy Smothers got booked for GCW again, to be completely honest, but hey, that's cool.
I feel like we're going to see Marco Stunt get thrown around a little bit, as he usually does.
It's going to be interesting, because Tracy's he's not super athletic anymore. He's God, he's got to be in his 50s. You got to think he was pretty decently up there when he was wrestling and even ECW.
Right.
So, like, him versus Marco is going to be crazy. I think Marco's going to bounce around and maybe...
Probably get punched in the face.
Oh, yeah. He'll get punched in the face a whole lot. Tracy will probably walk around and talk to the crowd and do Tracy some other shit. So, that's going to be cool. But, yeah, the first tournament matchup that was announced, which there's still going to be two more to be announced. At least I'm assuming that there's going to be two more. They actually just announced one a little bit ago. The first matchup that was announced is Yuko Miyamoto versus Orrin Vyte versus Jimmy Lloyd. That is going to be nuts. Have you ever seen Yuko Miyamoto stuff?
I have seen him. He did have a match with Jun Kasai, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, I watched that match. It was fucking
amazing.
He's
been around for a while in Japan. But I know he came over and did some stuff, I believe it was CZW, and I think he did some stuff with IWA East Coast at one point, too.
This is a GCW debut, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is. And it's, I think, the first time that he's been in the States in quite a few years.
That's exciting.
I don't know what he is, but...
Well, that being said, I would like to see Miyamoto take the first round matchup.
That's what a lot of people have been kind of thinking. And especially now that I kind of realize that Orrin Vyte, Jimmy Lloyd are both on the Horror Slam card the night before. I think he will.
Right. They didn't fly him all the way out here to get him in the first round, man.
Well, I know how a lot of that works, too, is like they'll bring him out. They have a price for one match, for two matches. So I don't think that they're flying him out and making such a big deal about him just to have him lose in one round. But... You know, I think he goes through, but I'll tell you why in a minute. We'll get into that. But the other matchup that was announced, what was the other match that was just announced?
I think you could get into our messages because I sent you it.
Oh, you're good. So. I got it. It's right here. I thought you'd remember. It's Black versus Matt Tremont versus Mance Warner. That is nuts. If there was anything I really, really, really liked at COD this year, it was Mance versus Matt Tremont. So the fact that I get to see them in the ring together, and you got Schlack in there, that's mayhem, dude. That's mayhem.
Mancer's awesome, man. Mancer reminds me of Deathmatch Stone Cold or something.
Exactly.
He's fucking sweet, dude.
He's so entertaining. You know, I've taken my brothers to shows with him and stuff like that, and they loved Mance. You know, my girlfriend loves Mance. Knee pad up. Knee pad down.
Awesome.
And, you know, we'll walk around the house just joking around with each other. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. And it's, man, I've talked to Mance so many times at shows, and he's such a cool guy. I've talked to him on Facebook a lot. I think he's going to win this one, though.
Yeah, I agree. I think he'll move on to round two.
I think so. You know, that's the only thing with that matchup. That matchup is going to be balls to the wall. But again, both guys are booked other places the night before. Schlack being in ICW and Tremont being in Horror Slam. I think Mance takes that one. I think Mance is a pretty high possibility to take the whole tournament, honestly.
Yeah, I agree, man.
He's so good. So that leaves six guys without a match just yet.
Yep.
If I was to bet where the other matches would go, I think it's going to be... Yes, the real kicker is Gage. Gage and Crane.
Yeah, right.
I think that it's going to be Marcus Crane versus Alex Colon, probably versus Matt Justice, I'm thinking.
That's one guy I'm not too familiar with also, is Matt Justice.
Well, you don't know who Matt Justice is? Did you see that clip of... he went viral a couple months ago. I think it was from his Blackcraft appearance where they went off the balcony. I think it was a DVD off the balcony, and he smashed somebody. I can't even remember exactly who it is, but...
I'm sure if you show me the footage, I'll fucking... Ding in my head and fucking remember. I'm just really bad at names sometimes. But yeah, that would be a cool... Because we're going to have three-way matches at this point.
Yeah, I think that he's going to... Matt Justice is going to turn some heads. Be in there.
Right.
I know that it's his first deathmatch tournament. I'm relatively positive. I don't even think he really worked a lot of deathmatches in general. I was having this conversation last night. I think either him or Cody Rice was the replacement for G-Raver, who seems like he would obviously have been in this.
That would have made it, that would have been cherry on top, man.
Oh, yeah.
G-Raver, well, we love you, bro.
It's already. I mean, with the 12 people that they have in it, I'm cool with that. So if I'm betting that leaves the other matchup to be Cody Rice, Nick Gage, and Eric Ryan. I think Eric Ryan's going to have a breakout performance tonight. Mark my words.
Dude. Eric Ryan, he's one of my favorites now.
Oh, he deserves it.
Hands down.
He absolutely deserves it. Imagine if he goes over Nick Gage and just about anybody in round one. That sets up a lot for him. I think Yuko Miyamoto is going to take on either Eric Ryan or Alex Colon. I think that's almost a given. Unless Yuko goes out round one, I think that's almost a given. And it seems like it would be Crane. Or not Crane. Seems like it would be Colon, because Colon likes to bring in the Japanese guys to the fold. But
I love watching Colon wrestle the Japanese guys, man. He just clicks so well with them, dude.
I got to wonder, you know, the way that I see it, man, I think Ryan's going to go I think Ryan's in the finals, you know.
I agree. I want to see it.
I want to see
Ryan win.
He's actually my pick. I had not picked anybody until yesterday, and I was really looking at it, and as much as I would like, I said there's four guys I would love to see win. Really, there's like five. There's so many damn people in this tournament that are top-notch. Basically, mm-hmm. If there's people that I would like to see win, Schlack, Crane, Mance, Colon, or Ryan. If any of those wins, anybody here could win. That's what I love about this tournament is you really can't say enough about it that there's so much going on with it, but if any of those guys wins, I think that's probably, you know, those are the guys that could benefit from it the most. I don't know if Cologne will just because he won TOS. But that would be... I think the winner walks out the champ, too. You got to think about that.
Do they? Is it for the belt?
I believe the title is going to be on the line. I'm assuming. I don't... You know, obviously, Gage hasn't been announced just yet, so...
Or is it a number one contender for the title match?
I think it will be on the line. That would be cool, man. I'm thinking that it's time for Gage to lose that belt. I could be wrong.
Yep, in Chicago.
Yeah, in Chicago. But I think that, I mark my words, I think Cologne or Ryan walks out the champ at least. Or Mance. I think one of those three will walk out the champ. And I think Cologne or Mance is probably a little more likely than Eric Ryan, but Eric Ryan deserves all the love he can get. And
right.
His performances in Japan were insane. You know, he wasn't...
Fucking given, visceral, dude.
Yeah. He wasn't given the match by himself. You know, he didn't have really a big one-on-one match on either of those cards.
But he made sure he stood out.
Yes, and he did. And the crowd loved him. I know that they chanted for him in particular, that picture of him sitting in the ring. Shout out to Drew Chaos, him and his amazing Burning Hammer photography, which he better be there. Drew, if you're listening, you better be there on Saturday.
Yeah, I was about to say, Drew should be in the house, man.
I was talking to him earlier. He said he doesn't know if he's going to be able to make it. I'm hoping he can, though. I'm hoping he can. I talk to him all the time. He's a great dude. But yeah, that picture of Eric Ryan in the ring, bowing down, at least I think that was his picture. I'm sure he got one of it, too. But yeah, him bowing down, that's one of the favorite pictures that I saw from over there.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan getting praise from the Japanese crowd. But of course, let's talk about... Cody Rice is in this tournament. Have you seen him live?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think I have.
Cody Rice, I saw him in a couple of IWA matches. He's from that Milwaukee area, too. He was in the finals last year with Orrin Vyte.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, long story short, there was apparently a big change there because Crane got hurt last year. But that's what kind of set Orrin Vyte on fire and got him really noticed. Cody Rice kind of didn't get that same love right away, but I think he's great. When I saw him versus Dale a couple months ago, it was probably one of my favorite matches on that Trainwreck show.
That I'm looking at him, I do recognize he was in the Pro Wrestling Trainwreck show, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Because I see him with the ice cooler.
Yep.
I've watched him before, yeah.
He did that Fire Thunder where he sat down on the pane of glass, and I was like, oh, man, that's got to hurt your butt. I was like, that's got to have glass in your ass, man. But I really like him. You know, when I saw him in IWA, I really liked him, and I know he's had a couple of matches in GCW. That's where I was pretty sure that he was, like, G. Raver's replacement, but he deserves it. I don't think he's gotten quite enough of praise for being in this tournament. You know, Matt Justice has a little bit more of an eye on him because of that big spot that he had a couple months ago, and he does a lot of good stuff did a lot of good stuff in Blackcraft. Now he works for PPW, which is Doug Botha's promotion, or he helps with it. I don't know if it's just his promotion, but he works there, and I know he's done a lot of big things there. He was a tag champ, and I know he challenged for the world title. I don't know if he won it or not, but he's got some eyes on him, too. Matt Justice, this is his deathmatch tournament debut. I know that.
And that's awesome.
Well, he's going to be in Southern Sickness, too.
Oh, okay. That's cool. So he's going to have two.
Yep. 2 in 2 months. And I feel bad because they kind of stole that spotlight of Matt Justice's first deathmatch tournament. But you know what he's going to do. Yeah, he's going to be in that, and I think he's going to do really well. Marcus Crane, of course, we haven't talked about just yet, but he's going to do something crazy. You know, he's out there.
You already know Marcus is going to do something fucking crazy that night, man.
Well, it's his hometown, too. You know, Chicago, the Chicago shows he really shows out for, and, you know, the crowd's going to be behind him, and maybe he wins it. You know, I'd like to see it. I don't know how likely it is, but I think that it would be cool. Good little birthday present to him, but you know, there's a lot of stuff with Marcus where he's kind of been booked a little weird in GCW, and he's disappeared for periods of time, and You know, same with him and Slack. They don't really get booked in regular matches there. They're right. just deathmatch guys. Where Nick Gage doesn't always have to be in a deathmatch, but he's always violent, you know?
Yeah.
But then beyond them...
He's a good guy.
Yeah. About the only guys that we haven't talked about are Nick Gage himself, which, I mean, what can we say about Nick Gage that hasn't been said a million times? The guy is...
He's intense, bro.
He's intense. He is the deathmatch draw. That's how I see him. You see Nick Gage on a card, you know it's legit.
Oh, yeah.
Him versus RSP, IWA, Mid-South, Guardians of Hardcore. You weren't at that show, were you?
No, I was not.
Oh, man. That was probably the most heated I've ever seen a building be. That was the CZW champ versus the GCW champ in an IWA ring, and there was so much, like, you could feel it in the air. You really could. There was a CZW chance, there was a GCW chance, and there was IWA chance, of course, that drowned everybody out because that's where they were. But, man, that was probably the most heated match. I mean, that got pretty big coverage. That's the last real big IWA show, you know, deathmatch show at least, I think probably ever. You know, Guardians of Hardcore 2 was pretty big, but it didn't reach that same level. That RSP versus Gage was just nuts, and those guys beat the hell out of each other. But Nick Gage had a lot to do with that, and he came in and he won King of the Deathmatch that year as well, and he's in the IWA World Title, but I don't think he ever defended it because he didn't want to go back. But what are you gonna do? But yeah, that was nuts. He brings so much with him anywhere he goes. You know, when he went to Horseland, that was a big story.
Oh yeah,
everywhere he goes. He goes,
Nick Gage has a cult following for sure. Like you, right. He walks in the way he carries himself into the room. He fucking looks at everybody, and then you got the fucking you. And there's MDK in the air. There's,
oh yeah, once
it's fucking on.
Once that For Whom the Bell Tolls plays, and those Nick fucking Gage chants start, there's yep. nothing else like it, man. You know, and
I can't even hear that song now without even thinking about Nick
right,
Gage.
Exactly. And for a long time, I wasn't really on the Gage bandwagon. I still wouldn't say I'm on any sort of Gage bandwagon, but, you know, I've come to realize how integral he is to deathmatch wrestling in the States.
Yeah.
I gave him a lot of shit. I gave a lot of people that were really, really heavy on him a lot of shit there for a long time, but I get it a little more now. You know, he never has a bad match. That's the thing about it. He never has a bad match. Like, ever.
I agree.
Or, like, he gets the crowd so hyped that he doesn't.
I never get tired of seeing the boots scrape.
Oh, my God.
I never get tired of that.
Oh, my God. It's so great. It was so great. When I was making that Miedo highlight video, man, when I watched back him and Miedo and stuff like that, that was a great match. Miedo's younger than me, man.
That's crazy to think, too.
He might be younger than you.
Those dudes are awesome,
like,
too, man.
You're only, like, a year younger than me, but, yeah, he's got kids, and he's working over in Freedoms. I know he just got announced for this tournament in Freedoms next month. With June Kasai and a couple other people. But yeah, doing that highlight video, I kind of had to go back, and there was just a couple of cards on there where I'd be watching Miedo's match trying to clip stuff from it, and I'd just have to keep watching to see what Gage was up to that night. And there was a bunch of matches where I was just like, holy shit, he just tore it down. And so I've kind of turned a little bit on that a little bit more. I'm a little bit softer on Mr. Gage now.
Yeah, he's cool. He's cool.
Plus, I don't want him
too.
To beat
he's really
the
nice,
shit out of me if he sees me. So that.
Yeah. Like, I believe that he would beat the shit out of me if I made him mad. But he's like, when I met Nick last time I was at Horror Slam, he was so fucking nice to us, dude.
That's what I hear. I hear he's a super cool guy. I hear he's good with the fans. The last guy that we're going to talk about, of course, is the winner of TOS, a guy who, despite all the stuff that he's done in GCW this year, he never gets enough love. That's Alex Flo. I've never seen him live. He's probably the one that I'm most excited to see and get to talk to and meet up with, buy a shirt from. I'm so excited to be able to meet that guy.
Yeah, he's awesome, man.
He's been in this neck of the woods, and he's wrestled in Jeffersonville for PPW, the promotion that Doug works for and everything, but I never really realized it because he was in a tag team. He was never booked as a singles guy, and he's a guy that I am super duper excited to see. As simply as I can put it, he tears it down every time. You know, same with Gage. He doesn't have a bad match.
Dude, I think Cologne might become the next fucking Nick Gage, dude. Oh, honestly. Yeah.
If he, you know, the thing about it, though, is I see a guy like Cologne or Ryan, and Nance to a different level. If Cologne or Ryan walks away with that belt on Saturday, there's some good matches coming. And the thing
oh, yeah.
is, they don't necessarily have to be death matches, but if they are, they're more of a hybrid style than Nick Gage. Nick Gage can have a great match no matter what, no matter there's tubes or anything like that. But those two are very, very, very polished. They can fly. They can do technical stuff. Not that Gage can't, but those guys can have a good match with anyone. Anyone.
And they're in tip-top fucking shape. Both of those guys are in great fucking shape. And they can go.
Easily.
They can fucking go to, like, 20 minutes. I could see them both fucking wrestling 20 fucking minute matches, no problem. Just fucking.
I think if either one of them walks away with the title, that's going to be kind of a shift. You know, I'm not going to say it's going to be a shift away from death matches because they're both technically death match guys or whatever still. But I think it'll bring some more high-paced, crazy matches to the main event. Not that Gage doesn't, but his matches are a little bit more based on the violence.
Yeah.
You see a Kirk Ryan or Alex Cologne match too much. Where if Mance, I think, walks away with it, it's going to be more of story-driven, and Mance can draw people himself, man. You get a Mance promo, it's nuts.
Yeah, people love him, man. And I would like to see more Mance promos.
I think if Mance wins, too, that opens him up a little bit more to the South because he's more based in, like, Tennessee and stuff like that. Yeah, I think that it's going to be a crazy night. And you're going to be there, too, right? You're for sure going to be there?
Oh, in NGI? Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be there, bro.
You aren't staying overnight, are you?
I don't think so. I think we're going to head back into town. I live in North. Say what?
Is it all three of you guys?
Yeah. No, it'll be me and Lisa.
Oh, okay.
At NGI. I don't know if anyone's rolling with me.
Right, yeah, because is Noah not going with you guys to Horror Slam now?
I think we got one. I think Noah Shireman's coming to Horror Slam with us. He usually does. He's our Horror Slam fucking roadie.
Yeah, well, if you want a place to crash, maybe we can figure something out. But I
appreciate that, man.
You feel like getting all drunk and whatever? Because we're at that hotel for two nights. I don't know why the fuck we're going a day early. We're not going to the other shows, but hey, I guess we're just chilling at the hotel. I don't care. I'll go swimming or some shit.
I would definitely be drunk. That's for fucking sure. There's a lot of horse. There's a lot of not horse land. There's a lot of deathmatch group fam coming.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of people going. There's people from everywhere going.
Yeah, there's people from the East Coast coming out. Man, I love it. I love hanging out with everybody, dude.
It's gonna be great, and you know, it's our first GCW show. We're gonna have a ball. I'm hyped. But yeah. Hell so yeah. we're at about an hour we're at about 53 minutes. So we'll probably go ahead and call it here. So last pick, who you think's taking the NGI?
I'm gonna say Eric Ryan, but I'm also gonna say Mance Warner.
Yeah, I can't believe we have literally like the same two picks. I would also think that Cologne's going. You know,
one of them. Yeah, see, this is the thing about this tournament, man. I can't fucking even pick three people. I would like to see all these dudes win it.
I agree. I completely agree. No matter what happens. You know,
we're going to be fucking happy, and it's going to be the shit.
Do you think that it's going to be a three-rounder, or do you think that they're going to pull the Survival of the Sickest deal and do a four-way elimination in the main event?
I like the elimination concept, honestly.
You think so?
I prefer singles matchups in tournaments, but right. I think the survival thing, if it's done right, it could be really fucking good. It could set up more angles and shit. It would be great.
I think it could be dope. The only thing that I think kind of keeps me from that is that if Yuko goes on, I think everybody wants to see him in a singles match. That's the only thing that kind of keeps me from it. And GCW doesn't really do the multi-man match. So the fact that they did a bunch of triple threats in the opening round, that's kind of crazy. They've only had like three or four big triple threat death matches. You know,
that's why I'm excited to see what happens.
One of those is in, they said it couldn't be done. Oh, yeah. I'm excited no matter what. Even if, you know, even if it's a four-way elimination in the finals, I'm okay with that. I hope that there's a little, I hope that it's a three-rounder, but that's just me. Just because I think there's so many good matches that could be made in singles action. You know, Alex Colon versus Yuko, Yuko versus Eric Ryan, Gage versus Mance 2, you know. That's not
yeah.
Right. There's so much possibility.
Gage versus Colon. Did that even happen, Gage versus Colon?
That did happen in California.
Oof.
Yeah, that happened in California with the same card with Schlack and Crane on it.
I didn't see that shit.
Crane went through the fire. See, that's what I mean. I think the three ways will make some crazy memories though, and a potential four way would do the same.
Right. But,
you know, we'll see. We'll see where it goes, especially with two non-tournament matches. I think Marco versus Smothers is going to be kind of a throwaway match, but that's all right.
Anyone out there going to NGI, come find us. Feel free to message any of us, too, if you can't find
us.
Yeah,
we'll be there. You can message the page. You can message me, Peter. You can message him, Ryan. We're there. You know, you'll find us in the members page and everything like that. This will probably get posted a couple places if you're not already in our group. Join the Deathmatch Empire group on Facebook. We try to be as friendly as is humanly possible. It's all about unity. You know, there's been some shit between some of the groups, but you know, I think that's a thing of the past. You know,
it's all love anyway, no matter what happens.
Exactly.
We all have the same common goal.
Exactly. We're all crazy motherfuckers that want to watch people bleed and wrestle.
And drink beer.
Drink beer, do whatever you want to do. Get in on the green. I think it's legal out there in Illinois, isn't it?
Oh, it's legal everywhere to me, buddy.
Ain't that the truth? We'll go over that in a couple of days. How about that? But, yeah, if you feel free to hit us up. Feel free to let us know that you're going, and we will make sure to say hi. There's a lot of people that will want to say hi to. And, yeah, basically that. I think that'll probably wrap it up for today. You know, check out. If you're in the area, check out ICW in New Jersey, Ridgefield, New Jersey on the 20th. Also, Horror Slam in Lincoln Park, Michigan on the 20th. Go ahead and check out their Facebook pages, ICW New York, Horror Slam Facebook. Check us out, Deathmatch Empire, on Facebook, Facebook page. There's a group. It's all Facebook/Deathmatch Empire. Facebook groups, Deathmatch Empire. Deathmatch E on Twitter, Deathmatch Empire on Instagram and YouTube. It's all pretty much the same. So feel free to reach out to us, and we will do our best to get in touch with you. Thanks, Ryan, for doing this with me. I really appreciate it, man.
Yep. It's been fun, brother.
We'll have
everyone,
it up.
Yep, hopefully everyone take care out there. What's that?
I said, hopefully we'll do this again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Next, we'll probably end up doing the reviews next.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've got some stuff cooking.
Or a recap of the show. Tournaments or whatever the fuck. Alright, well, yeah.
But alright, man. Everybody, you stay safe. Get to Illinois safe. Get to Jersey or Michigan if you're not going to NGI, of course, on Saturday. Go ahead and check out those shows on Friday. Have a ball. Send us clips. Let us know results. Let us know what's going on. And hopefully we'll see you at the shows.